you love to follow it, Mark.
Okay, this is my first vote, so bear with me. Just a poem I wrote in Irish, but I translated it into English, so I'll give you that and I'll leave it at that. Basically, it's kind of about college nights, and particularly being out college days was great, and going out to the pub, and then particularly if you're in a gang, and you have an eye on a girl. Myself and the lads used to call it the window of opportunity, which was towards the end of the bar, towards last orders and the first drinks in the nightclubs. And if you didn't make your move then, forget about it. So, roughly about that anyway. Boogie nights. Shatham lathig and mar, it's so and harder it huile. Parim and hioil, it bule, knuggida canag den chown. Yenam and dog lin of vodka or can of wine, all of the nish. Pami covernach and cluas, a crow green a daig. Hagan mishnach and di, dearach naum, aum rinke. Berum grime with alive, nilandara rawagot. A macher no lor, tashat follow gama, duine, castum, blame, mistitum, rinke gan vrig on heel. Tatu a badum, achshinum a mak malaz, taradin to him hoal. Kurta stop the glusha. Kurum hoger the viola, hold and rinke, the nihe, then vadin, then shaftin, hog on choran. Cassim, Layman, Titimarish, Gan Heel, Gan Rinkin. I stand by you at the bar, absorbing your eyes' laughter. The music's rhythm beats the pulse in my head. I fill up two glasses of vodka from one can, ready now. I'm whispering in your ear, drawing smiles from your face. The courage of drink arrives just in time. Time to dance. I take hold of your hand. You haven't any choice. Out onto the dance floor, it's almost empty for us. I turn, leap and fall, dance without meaning. You're away from me, but I stretch out my hand and pull you towards me. Everything comes to a stop. I place a kiss on your lips. A kiss for the dance, the night, for the morning, for the week. A kiss without boundaries. I turn, leap and fall again. Without sense, without dance. This is an Irish verse, sorry, this isn't translated, but basically it's just that feeling, anybody knows the feeling where you're kind of finished exams or you're finished a job or you're finished something that's been bearing down in your shoulders and you just want to get away from it, and just kind of an expression of just getting away from responsibility, I suppose. Sweet to say, Hanser and Ishon Strong, Tommy Grilla, Lois Lastrach, Nilan Stop, Nishalum, Ni Berfer, Risham, Tom Skritom, Bian, Achimad, Hugh and May, Ni Fatak, Lorna Gui, Higlian, the Mok, the Great Red Rich, Skolora, Tres, Skolia, Gunstock, Gunstad, Tom Brain, the Kangs, Tushapum, Hosha, the Borte, the Blood of Chub, Trummer, Kahamun, the Hiri, a half malish, Tom Nokta, Hinish, Red, Ni Tapu, the Falls, Tom Fulvach, the Foss, the Mays, Mufluish, Skilum Shkreach na Shawak, Han Sair, 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 Rig Ri, 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 Gudi, Gunushin.
Never rains but a poem. Since Anya and Malachy have been saying some poems in Irish, we have known them for a long time, since Malachy was this that high actually, and we lived for quite a few years on the Great Basket Islands off the Dingle Peninsula. We were lucky when we got there that we met some of the older people that Anya mentioned in a beautiful poem. In time to get some of their stories, well, a lot of their stories and so on, and one of them, Seanfas Tom O'Carna, in particular, became a great friend of ours. And when we decided, we were there originally to spend just the summer there, but we decided we would we'd stay the winter, and we got chatting to him about it, and he said, he mentioned in the course of the conversation that the sun would disappear behind the hill because the sun moves in the sky, of course, and we hadn't even thought of this, but it disappears behind the hill, and for quite a bit of the winter, the middle of the winter, the island village, where we have our house, house was in the shadow of the hill. Achadurche Tucky and Green Hernashirland of Rida, but the sun will come back on St. Bridget's Day. And it struck me a long time afterwards, not at that moment, but a long time afterwards, how opposite that was and how appropriate, because of course St. Bridget's Day is the first day of spring, so it's renewal and rebirth, and Bridget of course being the pre-Christian goddess in a way, it was very nice. And one morning anyway, but I forgot all about it, or went to the back of my mind, and sure enough, as autumn progressed into winter, the sun began to set, sink in the sky, and it used to set, rise and set behind the mountain, so we were in shadow, we had to go walking for our sunshine. But one morning we woke up and everything was strangely different, and it took us a few moments to realise what had happened, and we realised it was the sun shining in the window, and that it was the 1st of February. So I'll say it in Irish first, and then the translation. Lála Bríde. Wúsig an bríon chin an maghan úg, solas orga, ag stialas, is ag sgardach is jaca an úr lór, ag slapar a cuas na falí, ag slavíon an doras siar oscalta is diach, Nir higamar a dús cadavíag tis mamach, nir ath niamar tog an bwín a greine. A chwinias go tobin ar na fucal a dorís ma dorí, chocic an bwín hernás ar lá le bwíde. Agus dordig dochas ors to pagalach an a chrí, in ar sí salada Bridget Mulvánú, an gíad a grúm a hart, a lá an uachta ag an tarach, chocic an bwín hernás ar lá le bwíde. Tim Bridget's Day. The sun awoke us like a fanfare or a burst of wild laughter, playfully unfamiliar. We did slipping in along the floor, splashing up the walls, streaming in through the ever-open door. We didn't at first realise what was happening, didn't recognise the bright clamour of the sun. And then I remembered the words that you, druid-like, had spoken, the sun would come back on St. Bridget's Day. And a welling of hope, pagan and pure, came rising inside us. Sitting in bed, Bridget or Dalin, the winter defeated. The sun will come back on St. Bridget's Day. This one is from a place in the Burren, a very magical spot. It's a holy well. My name's St. Colmon, and I lead walking tours during the summer months, and the last couple of, not this summer, but the previous couple of summers, it just never stopped raining, and every time we were there it was flooding, flowing water. And if any of you have been to the Burren, you know there aren't really rivers there, but I'm trying to tell these Americans that it's not normally like this. And yeah, sure. Anyway, I wrote this poem there one of the days, and there's a beautiful well there, and there's a tree to which people tie votive ribbons and so on, just beside the holy well. And it doesn't really have a name, I suppose it's Colmón Cilmacú. This day, Colmón's dye shirt is dove grey. Pewter clouds coalesce, streaming pearly cliff, stones gleam dully, lit by their own lime light. Flashing branches shake off the rain like wet dogs. The timelessness is accentuated by the photo tint unreality of the green. Spangled moss, swollen fern rosettes, fleeced with broad hazel leaves. This is the birth of the world, rain sung into opaline existence. The chanting stream floods the fresh opened oyster of this well. Long ribbons connect tree and flow, two planes we inhabit, intersected by prayer, wish, hope.
I'll read two poems. First one, kind of continuing seeing the Maliki castle in the first poem. Nice out, and then the same with the second one, Nice Out. It's not really titled yet, it's because the temporary title is On Certain Aspects of Light Life in Cork. So, there you go. In the body evening clubs downtown, the boys beat their brains with toxins and shake dust from the daytime cells. The bodies are a quiver with pulses, pumped and delivered in binary artifacts. The ethanol kick mixed with the animal trail of hounds on hips and hands. So everyone in the room is boiling over, pulling, pairing off, breaking up, tracing blindfold networks of desire through the greasy shining dawns, or wiping out me the tidal wave of Thames, blurred and stuttering, musking secrets from the corner of the kitchen at 3 a.m. And the next one is kind of slightly less debauched, but actually not debauched at all. It's written for a friend of mine who kind of had a talk enough times about a year or two ago, and it's called Porcelain. So, you were born a nomad soul with porcelain skin, and lips and tongue that hold the air enthralled with each word that falls from them. You were born a startled bird with an animal heart that pulls and tugs and holds the secret maps of worlds that you have known. You were born a prisoner, breathless and panting, tracing the lines of your next escape and tides of boils and fire beside you. But now here you are, weeping and bovine, shadows sweep the dust from the floor.
Was that your first time reading My Little Mare tonight?
Well,
actually,
no, I
was
here last week,
eventually. Ah, yeah. Well, anyway, very big thanks to Michael for reading here tonight. Sure. Next up is a seasoned veteran of this event, it's Rosman, she's ready.
I am continuing a series of translations from the German and been focusing on a theme. Some of you were there the last few times. The theme is home and anything that has to do with that. And this one here was written in 1996 originally, and I've only just translated it there in August. And I guess it's the first poem of this series that I ever wrote. I read the German version first. Heimatlos. Taumel zwischen Welten gespannt. Zerreiße den Vorhang und starre zurück. Fliege, vermisse, verliere den Freiflug und falle gefangen, heimatlos. Homeless, tumbling, taut between worlds, tearing the curtain and staring back, flying, missing, losing the free flight, a fall, captured, homeless. Very much. The second one is also a translation from the German, but not in the in the theme of home. This was originally written in 1995-96 and also just translated. And it's called. Yeah, I'll read the German version first. Blicke. Der erste fällt das Urteil. Der zweite trifft immer in Farbe. Er bringt Gitter mit. Der Dritte betrachtet gesichert die Gefahr, gebannt im Käfig. Wer wagt es, dem Raubtier ins Auge zu blicken, es zu befreien, das Mensch? Looks. The first forms the verdict. The second always strikes colored. It comes with iron bars. The third watches in safety, the danger banished in the cage. Who dares to look into the eye of the predator, to uncage it, the human?
New poetic form is that there's two verses and one says one thing, one says the other, but they kind of come together in the end. Whether it's a success or not, I don't know, but there you go. This is called Diptych. Always on my mind, a perfect everything. Is this one here, in all glory, I am welcomed at all costs. In every room I am allowed in. Any time I can stop a coffee. This is the brink on which I was seized, to balance my chances regarding Michel de Sousafay. After the night is over and done with, the balance slips as predicted, but hopefully procrastinated. There's a word that would be slaughtered in other days, I hear it spoken. And where is the one that, up to now, has my own defence, walking disguised, lost in the mob, and unwittingly mortality underrated? Falling in love with the wrong person, and it's even worse when you share the same group of friends and kind of forced to take sides and they don't want to get involved, and you know the drill. It's called a straight story. Straight on the outside, crooked on the inside, or feeling torn and bent, going to countless intervals to sift, for publication drift that was never meant to be. And Marlon can always stay put. Right up you will call her blessed, she who laughs harder in the silence of the taunts, can look for another and you another rest. Warped on the outside, straightforward on the inside, if only you knew how. Privately deliberating an unusual kiss, fighting between breaks, the here and the now, and it will never happen, soaring overhead. The lows of the low, the heart shining abyss, belching with all honesty from natural form, arrived in a somber, straightforward mess. Was there ever a dream, a still awaking, to once every day that one didn't need? But how the things were all right there, and so what about to leave in the dark? Everyone agreed. Going back to their seats, everyone sat down and chatted, things went on as they were. Tried and tested with legal means, albeit we had got the right answer, do we need any more? Reassessments, reversions, rehearsals for life. Do we the great truth of the thing, as this, that, and the other? Kiss me goodnight then, look after yourself, dear, for I love you like you were my brother. When the party is over and everyone goes, there is always one stain for the night, to clean up where we live in some shape or form. The very thing is what nature does fight. Against this, the dark corner of the stairs, and when she comes down to, I saw to you, and kill yourself with shame, I too saw the lovers, for rooftops declare it, what can you do? Outside you see is covered thick smog, sitting through windows and chimneys above, reassessing, reversing, rehearsing forever, the ex and permanent opponent of the nature of love. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. The next poet on the list is actually a poet who's my first book of poetry that I ever bought. I bought from him on the where Castle Street meets North Main Street in Cork around 5 years ago. So it's interesting to have him here. It's Seamus Kelly. First book of poetry.
Very decent and honourable and good. It's just that they had lost their mind. Like, won't you go to Cuckoo's? There's another version of it. So, anyway, I saw this guy, look, I'm looking at the window, I'm rolling the novel, looking at the window, but I think I lost the novel in the way. And I saw this guy, the deal was about therapy, you walk around and around and around. I saw this guy cutting him through the grass. He's fucked this for a game of soldiers.
Twilight seconds ticking, one of the sun comes evening. Pausing past the dancing, the instinct of us caught in the hours. In a centuries of thought, describing the burning depth of death. The sun, jewel glass and green is lifting up the shoot point of existence. In this measured moment, unconscious to the mind. Into your end, before the planning future necessity. Only did the cry of lost or set the sun embrace and breeze was known on cottons, moving shadows to survival.
I may chance another one, may I? Grant me sleep.
Grant me sleep, even the slow shaking spring and no bird in a tree. Fill me with your good news and mold me in your red breast. Spin the million years and the hunger of my hands when every tree waved and every shadow grew. Passion was a faint cause to unite the lonely blood that spilled into me. And the intrigue of love and life of love and love of life and lust for a way to be chosen, I mean passion for autumn. Born in the breast and I beg to feel the beauty that you see in the rustle of the brown green tree.
I'll chance one for me, old Nangle. The first poet I met, my mother and father, you know, I met North Carryman. They were getting on, they weren't getting along, you know what I mean, the big family was. And every time he used to be singing the Dying Rebel, his IRA inside in Boozers, my mother rapping the wind and she said, "Warm, you fucking Egypt, I'm pregnant again." Every time he took off his trousers, I got pregnant, she said. "If you really want to fucking know what happened with us, I was conceived in a wine of hair in North Kerry, you know." "Oh yeah, that's what happened, in a wine of hair." He was 16, I think he was 21 at the time. So the poor devil, anyway. Do you know the way? I had a son's an Irish father. And during the latter years, I really got to know the son of a bitch. It was a good one. I was not supposed to bring him in whiskey. So I think they had a really respect for their elders. The brother and he said, "Don't bring him in whiskey." So I brought him in whiskey. And a bag there, you know, and I brought him in my powers and my Jimmy. So maybe I came down with the dog and did it. Oh, long time to slept in my mother's room. So the deal was, I brought him to Jimmy anyway. He was halfway down the bottle. Jimmy couldn't eat. About the cook, couldn't eat. Like a rag doll. So I don't like that Jimmy have any penny. It was one that holds the marbles down. Speck all around these marbles. But anyway, I tried this one for him. For all the women. And there's a woman in his skin that Petty Kavanagh comes to when he died. And you know Petty Kavanagh's boozer? Petty Kavanagh's deal was, "Every old man I see reminds me of my daddy. He died at the precise moment. An old man came up, and reminded me of he died at precise moments, which was a peculiar thing. But I knew he was pulling out. And I thought to see a lady friend, and look at God. I thought, he would look at God, she had, they were ringing her. And I'd be on the road, I could be anywhere. Picking each other down. We could never really talk to each other. The first poet I met, born to my mother, sad disease. And to that small fathom, solitary plowing behind the wide old grey mare. Singing at weddings and funerals, and later in the grave for a disinfector. He cried and laughed childish laughter, who talked the talk of a talker, saving hay and cutting turf, sadly inquiring after all night's drunkenness, what did I do to deserve this? But stretched out his hand with ease, no sign of peace at this witness. Sometimes I stand, he stand now, but will never walk behind his plow. First poet I met, not the least. The first time I really spoke or left. In these rooms I was chosen, where all ghosts lay galled, cold as a new night's moon, I fumbled in the doom done. On the clay of this troubled land, crossing the passion tree, but seems the genius of the two rooms. By these sacred cows was reared, carved out by the cost of those who cared. From their tombs I have risen, in these rooms I was chosen.
Thank
Yes.
I bring you the prize you set out, O lions, sip in the pain you grieve me, and saying, notice the moment and not in this torment. Notice your disguise, the smile of those sad eyes. Pick up the bruised carpets when you drop on the boss, breathe them inside and try to forget. Magic is there, you always like a star, the one kind of man. The one kind of man.
Okay. In 2 minutes, just a quick one. Thank you, Anya. That was a lovely reading. It was great to have you find me. This is for my significantly bitter other half, who isn't here, so I get to embarrass her. Called Blue Rose. And then there are uncertain nights when she blushes a sudden lavender, as I first remember, or darkens to a violet puce. Sometimes she shimmers from the tranquil deep of a burgundy world dreaming, and I witness her water to a pale coral dawn. I've seen her shine as light as pear, tethered still and clear, by the anchors of warm mid-morning daydreams, turn sepal green, as if petal-less, or grow amber, as the fallen leaves from a bouquet of autumn operas. Yet, on each blue moon, without fail, fold into the calm of origami white. Usually, my rose is a full flaming red cardinal weekend in a time made only of roses. Is a wild flowering rambler, a climber, a rose bush of scarlet matadors, urging the shy and tormented to dance in the showers of abundant daily joy. If on certain days I could breathe for her roses of only breath, they would each live as blessed as a momentary labor of thornless blood, a singly purposed mist of quartz, 2,000 tender dozens per day. All shed before her footsteps, endued, tinted finely with the scent of blue roses.